I work at Ventura County Public Health. I plan to respect my colleagues' time, so I'm going to move along. That thing about talking slower that was mentioned yesterday, I don't know how to do that. I am a research psychologist. I've been with Ventura County Healthcare Agency for more years than I want to count. I'm a social psychologist by training. I also run our community health division these days, wearing more than one hat. One of the things about a performance excellence council, that's the phrase we used because it has meaning within Ventura County. I think of it as, we have to do this disclosure thing. So there it is. We had a longstanding, continuous quality improvement operation that had been around for, who knows how many years. And it was an okay operation, but it was what I use it not too disparagingly, but it was a sleepy little operation. Programs came up with ideas for things they wanted to monitor. They monitored them. They were siloed, and they really didn't have anyone with any research or evaluation kind of expertise involved. And some of the projects that people would come up with were nice ideas, but shall we say, not terribly well designed. We have applied for and just pushed the button on our FAB accreditation. We had a celebration just before I left. We had a party and a button pushing party. And knock on wood, we'll see what happens when the auditors come in the spring. One of the requirements for FAB accreditation is that, Domain 9, if people are familiar with it, required an integrated performance management system. I should have put FAB in there instead of APHA. The county implemented, in addition to this, a few years back, the county implemented a Service Excellence Council using the Lean Six Sigma model, if anybody's familiar with that. It's process improvement, program design, and so on. At first, I was a little skeptical about that operation, but finally saw that underneath all of the jargon and, the secret handshakes that goes into Lean Six Sigma, that, there really were some good tools in there. And once I got out of the idea of it being this mythos and that it's really just a toolbox, we began to adopt it in league with the need for Domain 9 to have a performance management system. If I can find my buttons. I hate standing behind podiums. Turning Point Foundation, there's a little bit of background research. You had found barriers to implementing performance management systems, including vision, people barriers, management barriers, resource barriers. And one of the things that I stumbled onto in thinking about getting a performance management system going was the way that my wife does taxes versus the way that I do taxes. Now, you'd think that, I'm a researcher, I got a PhD in this stuff, you'd think I'd be organized. I'm not. My wife, many years ago, came up with a system. She uses her system. It's organized. She files things when they happen. I'm lucky if I can find the box. And that's kind of how we do business in public health. We're lucky if we can find the box. Something comes along that needs to be done, and whatever poor soul happens to walk by the door at that moment, say somebody says, come here, I've got something for you. Well, that's not really a good way to run operations. And so we wanted to create an organized performance management system. Other kinds of barriers, federal, state, grant barriers, the siloing of public health. I came out of mental health. I worked in mental health for about 10 years. And, in that field, we basically have, oversimplified a bit, we had one big pot of money, and then we could bill behind that. In public health, I couldn't even begin to count the number of grants and different funding streams that we have, each one of which has its own rules, own regulations, own structures, own demands, and own reporting requirements. This is not a way to run public health, and if, maybe as an association, we could begin to work on the de-siloing of public health. And I know that, the Turning Point Foundation folks talk about that too. Yeah. So another barrier, and I consider this to be a very important barrier, and I want to talk about it. I'm extremely concerned personally and professionally about the change in language in the, what are referred to as the essential services of public health. You know, it's been for, you know, since whenever these were formed in the 90s, that we, the standard number three is inform, educate, and empower. The fourth one is mobilize partnerships. And there's been an interesting shift in the CDC and in FAB requirements. It's now inform and educate and engage. And I'm just startled by this shift in language, because for me it really signals a depowering, a de-empowering of community organizations, a deep empowering of a true, honest to goodness, equal partnership. There's a difference between empowering people and mobilizing partnerships and communities and engaging, informing and educating. We are the experts. Y'all, you know, come and you sit at our feet, and then we're going to engage you in our stuff. Every time I hear the word engage or engagement, I shiver, and I hear it a lot. So that's a little bit of a side trick, but I think it's an extremely important thing if we're really trying to mobilize and work as equal partners with communities. We're all supposed to know and function out of a set of essential services that integrate public health philosophy, vision, mission, goals, and they're to create partnerships with communities we serve. Engagement is not empowerment and mobilization. So we needed in our organization a coordinated approach to managing our entire operation, more like my wife's approach than mine in doing our taxes. We needed to develop skills and knowledge about each of the essential services. We needed a shift from measurement to a balanced and cohesive management model, and shift from categorical to a system scope, targeting capacity, outcomes, and processes, and to create a mobilized community partnerships. Again, we have people in our organization that, you know, our WIC people know WIC, and our MCAH people know MCAH, and our clinics know how to do clinic work, but the idea that this is an organized system is, you know, just isn't there, at least in our shop, and we're working to fix that. So we wanted to create an integrated vertical and horizontal approach to managing public health services, cross-develop skill sets by assigning staff to planning domains in our FAB application that were outside their own comfort zones, and identify and train to a universal skill set. There are different versions of this little graphic that float around out there. I kind of like this one because it includes the idea of leadership and culture. I've never quite been able to figure out how, when the arrows go up, do they hit in the middle and something explodes? I'm not sure, but maybe that works. But that's our performance management system with, you know, four components. And we just use this model because there are other models out there. This one works. So we have standards, performance measures, reporting of progress, and then the continuous quality improvement action loop that then feeds back into it. You know, it is a circular process. And we had before, here's some of our silos. We had a continuous quality improvement committee. We had this public health strategic planning committee. We had a health budget and planning committee. We have community health improvement plan committee, the public health accreditation plan committee, and so on. And now what we've done is organize that into our performance management system that we call our Performance Excellence Council. So really trying to bring all of these things together and other things, and I could have other circles up there as well, but really trying to create a systemic approach that's organized and people know how it works rather than, you know, somebody's doing something over there and somebody's doing something else over there and so on. This is how it looks, and it's a little complex looking, but the actual concept is simple. The public health planning and deployment champions are basically our senior management team. There's about five of us. The Performance Excellence Council leads are the people. This is the hub of the operation. Those are the guys and gals who have the bright ideas and say what needs to be done. These people figure out how to deploy out into different teams. And our managers who run their programs are also domain team leads. So I might run the healthy communities team, but I'm also, in my particular case, I'm also one of the Performance Excellence Council leads. And trying to get people to understand that each of these essential services is something that they're really conceptually and personally responsible for implementing. So we identify things that need to be done in the organization. And top management, you know, gets information, and I tried to get arrows going up and down, and if I had crossways arrows, I should have them in there too, because they wouldn't fit. But information can come from anywhere. It can come from stakeholders in the community, it can come from the state, it can come from the feds, it can come from FAB, it can come from wherever. The people responsible for running the organization figure out, of all of the things that we could possibly need to be doing, which ones are we going to prioritize? Those prioritized ideas, issues, get handed off to the Performance Council leads, and the three of us there, I wear two hats, I'm in two places, and we figure out how to write charters. You develop an initial charter or a plan for the projects that need to be done. Identify where those projects that fit into the respective, 10 essential services or FAB domains, and we added, there are 10 essential services in public health. Everybody familiar with that, right? Okay, and then FAB has two additional domains for basically for administration. So we have all of those out there. All of our I could attach names to every one of these. So we come up with the basic charter. We work with a domain lead on making sure that we are getting the charter down to objective, smart objectives that can be measured and all of that. They identify who needs to be part of a project team. Project teams are implemented that can include anybody, including people in the community, our own staff. Any one of us could be part of a project team using a Lean Six Sigma kind of an approach to actually implement individual projects. And I will pause there for anybody. Does that make sense? I mean, it's clear to me because I've been doing this now for a year and a half, but is it clear to an audience that hasn't seen this before? So, with this, what we hope to see is people becoming more complete owners of public health as a field and as a profession. And we're going to stir the pot. We're going to rotate people through being leads in these different domains so that over time, everyone gets a chance to have a broader view of the essential services of public health. Okay. And it took a long time to get to that graphic to be able to figure that out. And yes, we met resistance. This just means we're going to have more work to do. I mean, that would be my approach and if I'm doing the taxes. Oh, you mean you want me to actually act in an organized fashion and have a structure and have a methodology as opposed to whoever happened to walk by the door at the wrong time gets assigned something and then they've got to figure out how to do it on their own? Or we're going to set it up this way, and over time we hope that people will get it, that this is going to be an advantage rather than one more silly thing they have to do, because in the end we have to do it anyway. Right? I'll go ahead, yeah. Not so far, no. I mean, we have some forms. We have a very rudimentary system for maintaining all of this. But it's a good idea. I mean, should we set up something that would actually be an technological infrastructure that would support the operation? We're using the Lean Six Sigma tools that the county developed, and they're not fancy, but they are there. But, we are tracking the projects, and out of FAB, and that's the big thing, now through the FAB accreditation process, we got our application off, but with that, we've identified several dozen projects that need to be done, and through this system, now we're going to go back in the next few weeks, outline those projects, figure out what they really need to do, they'll get handed off to our Performance Excellence Council leads, three of us. We'll figure out how to start turning those into charters and deploying them out to the individual teams. And then from there, those domain leads are responsible for actually organizing a team, launching the project, not necessarily doing it themselves, but getting the project together, getting the right people in the room to then go forward and implement a project. In a structured way rather than my approach of where's the shoebox with all my receipts in it. Yeah. Here's a table. Where am I on timing? I got 5 minutes or something?
About 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes, thank you. So in a tabular form versus that graphic form, you know, these are our groups again, our deployment champions, performance access council leads, essential service domain, you know, plus the extra 2 leads, and then whoever will be in any given project, the participants. Take the 4 turning point standards, measures, reporting, and continuous quality improvement, and in very, very summary form, you know, as much as I can fit onto a slide, here are the activities that each of these, you know, 4 groupings engage in to achieve the development and implementation of our performance management system. And, you know, just, you know, let's read for a second, but this is how we structured things. Again, the hub is getting people willing to take on the heat of being the performance management system leads, or as we call them, the performance excellence council leads, because there is a lot of heat that goes into being in that role, because suddenly somehow, you know, you're the bad guys who are making all these people do all these extra things, even though they actually are going to have to wind up doing them anyway. Yeah. It's been an interesting, there has, you know, been resistance along the way. This was a flow chart, but I thought a table, you know, was a little simpler to look at. And, you know, there is a vertical and, you know, horizontal flow that goes into our processes. And we want it to be a loop. We want it to be a continuous, you know, loop in always learning things, getting feedback, and re-engineering as we go along. Oops, I think we're too far. Let's see, there we are. So we, again, use it to develop our FAB accreditation proposal, and participating managers and staff members have become much more well-versed. Already we can see changes in language. Thank you. People are talking differently today than they did a year and a half ago. And you just in conversation, in discussions, in you know, regular meetings, we can see shifts in how people think. They've gone through an arduous process of FAB accreditation. Anybody else doing the FAB application? 250-page set of requirements is very interesting. But anyway, people are talking more like public health professionals than they were WIC or clinic or fill in the blank professionals. And it's an interesting shift to see happening. And I'm encouraged by that aspect of what we're doing. So we're deploying projects, and performance management projects identified through regular procedures are also being deployed. We're coming up with things as we go along. Anybody, you know, we've made the point, anyone can suggest an idea for something that needs to be done and then put it into the system so that it's organized, prioritized, you know, all of those ized words. And that's my presentation. I made my 3 minutes. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know where to go.